The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel discusses a case where you have a bar, a pit, that's filled with wine, and then some water falls into the wine. A small amount of water. And subsequently, you have a mixture of wine and water, of which the greater percentage by far is wine, because a bar is big, can hold a lot of liquid, and there's a small amount of water, it doesn't have to be a lot. And then into this mixture of wine and water falls some yin nesach. And the Gemara tells us that in this situation where the order was just so, bar of wine, water, and then the yin nesach, the Gemara tells us that the yin nesach is batel, becomes null and void, it loses its identity in the water. If there's a ratio of 60 units of water to 1 unit of wine, regardless, says the Gemara, of the fact that initially, when the water fell into the pit of wine, there was a greater than 60 to 1 ratio of mutter wine to mutter water. And from here, the Tshuvas Haran suggests as a havamina, as an initial possibility, but I've seen the Noda Behuda quoted as having adapted this possibility as his maskana. The idea that heter beheter lo batel, something which is permitted, that's mixed up with another permitted substance, does not become batel. Why? Ordinarily, let's say for example, that one of these two substances, either the bar of wine or the water that fell in, if one of them were iser, the other one would certainly become batel in it. So imagine if the bar was full of wine which was aser, and water which was mutter fell in, then the water would be batel, it would lose its identity, and we would treat it halakhically like wine. And the same thing vice versa. If the bar was a bar of mutter wine, and some aser water fell into it, because the ratio of wine to water was so high, we certainly would have said that the aser water is batel, that the entire mixture is permitted. It's only because both the bar and the water are mutter that the entire mixture retains its original identity. The wine is still defined as wine, and the water is still defined as water. And the lamdus, achronim explain, is because the sod of bittul is contrast, it's conflict, it's tension between two opposing extremes, one of which must emerge victorious. And that tension only exists when the one extreme is mutter and the other extreme is aser. However, when one extreme is mutter and the other extreme is also mutter, there's no tension. Heter and heter can peacefully coexist. And therefore, that's the svara, that we don't say bittul of heter beheter. The counter svara, however, should be self-evident. Even though there is no contrast, there is no tension between the heter and the heter, but they're two separate species, they're two separate items, two separate types. Wine and water, surely even without having one of them identified as iser and the other as heter, the tension or the difference, the contrast between wine and water should be sufficient to create a bittul. And that's what the Ran's maskana is. The Ran's maskana is that even heter beheter can be batel, a kalapachos, as long as they're two different species, two different minim. But the Ran may even go beyond this The Ran says that we have a raya from a Mishnah in Kilayim that sometimes hatter, the hatter even belonging to one species, to one type of item, can be batel. The Mishnah in Kilayim tells us that if you have wool from a camel and wool from a sheep, wool from a camel is permitted to be mixed with linen and worn. There's no isser of kilayim on it at all. It's only wool from a sheep which may not be worn together with linen. So what happens, says the Braisa, if you have a mixture of camel wool and sheep wool? So you would think this is a mixture of heter beheter. If you're planning to make a woolen garment, so there's nothing wrong. Both the camel wool and the sheep wool are mutter. You're allowed to wear them. So therefore, they shouldn't be bottled in one another if this principle of heter beheter lo bottle holds true. And nevertheless, says the Mishnah, if camel wool and sheep wool are mixed together, and there is a 2-to-1 or more than 1-to-1 ratio of camel wool to sheep wool, the entire mixture may be mixed up with linen, and it's treated as if all of it acquired the identity of the camel wool. And this would seem to indicate that the sheep wool is batel in the camel wool, even though at the time of the bittel, both of them were mutter, both of them were permitted to be worn. And hence the Ran rejects this idea that heter beheter lo batel. At this point we seem to be left with the stira. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to say that heter beheter is lo batel. The Mishnah in Kilayim seems to say that heter beheter is yes batel. And how do we resolve the stira? There's two different possibilities. First of all, we can say that in Kilayim, the sheep wool is not really considered heter. Yes, it may be worn. It may be worn with other types of wool. It may be worn with synthetic fibers. However, the sheep wool, when combined with linen, may not be worn. So therefore, it's considered partially mutter and partially asur. Partially mutter and partially asur. And as such, perhaps the partial isser, the fact that under certain circumstances it may not be worn, renders it an isser relative to the camel wool, which may be worn under all circumstances. And therefore it's considered, when the sheep wool is mixed with camel wool, like a tarovis, isser beheter. And as such, the isser would be batel, the entire tarovis would acquire the status of the majority of wool, which is camel wool. As opposed to when you have water mixed up with wine, there is no isser component, there's no partial prohibition, partial isser on the water. Absolutely not. So therefore, the water will not be batel. There's other nafkaminas, for example, basar or chalav, or chametz, the shilos, what happens if a person mixed up chametz with wine in order to make the white wine whiter? So is the chametz batel or is the chametz not batel? On the one hand, the chametz is permitted to be eaten the whole year round, just like the wine is permitted to be eaten the whole year round. But on the other hand, the chametz has a partial isser that when Pesach comes, you won't be allowed to eat it. So maybe it's considered isser relative to the wine, which may be drunk the entire year. The same shayla comes up with a mixture of milk or of meat into water. Do we consider that the milk is batel in the water, or that the meat is batel in the water? Because after all, milk may be eaten with milk and may be eaten with par. Meat may be eaten with meat and may be eaten with par. So it's mutter ba'achila. But on the other hand, it's partially asur, because milk may not be eaten with meat and meat may not be eaten with milk, relative to the water, which may be eaten with everything. So that's a big shayla, machlokes. Do we say under those circumstances that it's considered heter beheter, just like water in wine, and it's not batel? Or do we treat it as iser beheter, just like kilayim, just like sheep wool in camel wool. So according to the resolution that we just said, we should treat chametz in wine or milk in water as a case of isser beheter. However, there's another passable resolution. We'll stop here for now. But it's important that the Ramah paskins that if milk gets mixed up with water, the milk is actually batel. Milk is considered batel. And indeed, the mixture of water and milk, provided that there's a 60-to-1 ratio, may be mixed up with meat. And the Shach comments that this is an exception, and it's an exception to the rule of heter beheter lo batel. And there's a big discussion amongst Achronim what exactly this means, an exception, because you would think that it's doma to the case of kilayim. So Prima Gadim says, well, it's min b'she'inu mino, that's why it's not batel. Other people may say other things, but it seems clear that there are Achronim who view milk in water as a classical case of heter beheter, which ought not to be batel if not for a particular exception. And they would have to resolve the contradiction between the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and the Mishnah in Kilayim in a slightly different manner.